Coming up in this episode, Randy and I are going to talk about some of the upcoming rallies here in the Ozarks over the summer, and also the stark realities of riding a motorcycle. So stick around.
Shut up and sit down.
Welcome to Random Thoughts from the Road on the Ozark Rides Digital Network. Conversations about motorcycles, any random thoughts that pop into our head, and of course, one of the best places to ride in America, the Ozark Mountains of Missouri and Arkansas. And now, here's your host from OzarkRides.com, Craig Allen and Randy Lewis.
Heartland Honda Power Sports and Marine is your go-to place for everything Honda. We have Honda street bikes, dirt bikes, and scooters. We have Honda ATVs and side-by-sides. We have five highly competent, red-level certified technicians for all your Honda service needs. We even have Honda Power Equipment and Honda Marine products. Established in 1996, and we are still locally owned and operated. Check out Heartland Honda Power Sports and Marine, exit 72 in Springdale. For your safety, read the owner's manual, wear a helmet and eye protection, always wear your seatbelt, and keep side nets and doors closed. ATVs and side-by-sides for drivers 16 years and older.
Well, welcome back to another episode of Random Thoughts from the Road. With me, as always, is Randy Lewis from Bike Works in Urbana, Missouri, sipping on his beer.
Yeah, what's up, you little titty tassel?
I know. Don't be jealous that I can get one going one way and one the other way.
You're a pro, that is for
sure.
That's
right. This is not my first rodeo.
It helps when you got a couple cup sizes, huh?
Yeah, it does.
It's like Ron White said. He's like, once you've seen one, you want to see them all.
And I'll see them all, that's right. Well, you know, we're coming into the new riding season, a lot of things to do, area events. Of course, you can check out at OzarkRides.com, but going to talk a little bit about rallies in the Ozarks over the next 3, 4, 5 months.
Yeah.
And going to stick to the subject matter of rallies and festivals.
Okay.
Because there are hundreds and hundreds of bike nights and things like that that we just don't have.
Yeah, for sure.
To do.
Shit, anybody that sells alcohol or has food to eat is doing a bike night.
So there are a lot of great rallies out there this summer, and then there's one that's not. And we'll talk about that at the end.
All right.
All right.
Fair enough.
So, first one, I don't know if you've ever heard of this. It's called the Hootentown Rally in Crane, Missouri.
Yeah.
That'll be July 19th through the 21st. And we're not going to go in and talk about each individual rally about what they do and what they don't do. A rally's a rally.
Shit, they all just about do the same things. Yeah.
So another one you can put on your list is the CMA State Rally in Lebanon. That'll be August 9th through the 11th. The Ozark Bull Shoals Rally in Theodosia, Missouri. You know where Theodosia is?
I do.
It's shocking because you never leave the area. That'll be September 6th through the 8th. Another big rally that's popular up where we are is the Lake of the Ozarks Bike Fest, and that is September 11th through the 15th. Now, getting down into Arkansas, there's, of course, the Steel Horse Rally in Fort Smith, May 3rd through 4th. Another CMA state rally, but that's for Arkansas, and that'll be in Eureka Springs, May 23rd through the 26th. Couple more to talk about. The Ozark Mountain Rumble Rally in Rogers, June 20th.
Yeah.
And the big daddy of them all. You know which one that is?
You must be talking about Blues Bikes and Barbecue.
Well, close. You almost had it. It's Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue.
Ah, whatever.
September 18th through the 21st. Now, there's also a kind of a, I don't know if it's a competing rally or an adjunct to the bike, Blues and Barbecue. It's called the BFE Rally. They're calling it a bike fest. Okay. And that's during the same dates, the 18th through the 22nd. And that'll be in Eureka Springs, Arkansas.
Right on.
Because, you know, Bikes, Blues and Barbecues is so big.
Yeah.
It's spread out over a large area. It's no longer in Fayetteville, which I think was a colossal mistake.
You would think so.
But nobody asked me. I waited for the call. It never came.
I want to say that was kind of a deal, too. Like, it's always been Dixon Street. Down in Fayetteville, that's where everything's at. That's kind of the main drag. And then everybody else around the area started putting on their little shit to go with it. But forever, it's always been Dixon Street, Fayetteville.
Right.
That's where it's at. That's where the beer garden is. That's where the bike show is, where the concert is. Like, that's where a lot of the shit was happening. But talk about COVID years, how it screwed everything up.
Yeah.
And they kind of struggled a little bit there. And then I believe, and I'm way off base here, but I believe the city chose not to accept it back.
I've often wondered why that transition took place.
I think
what the inner politics were.
I think that's what it was. Well, then it just kind of got spread out everywhere else because people understood the revenue that it was going to cause. So all the other areas, when they said that, you know, Fayetteville wasn't wanting it and wasn't wanting to have any part of it or whatever it was, now all these outlying places like Rogers and some of the other places around said, we'll take it. We'll put some shit, bigger stuff on. We'll do more and more and more.
Well, because it's a cash cow.
Oh my gosh.
Now, why wouldn't you take it?
Think about how many bikes flood that area. Think about hotels, bars, more than a dozen. Restaurants. Yeah. Yeah. Any business that's anywhere similarly to a motorcycle, how much it increased there.
Okay. So if you forget about the rallies as far as when and where, you can go to OzarkRides.com, check out the area events calendar, and just, you know, flip through the calendar and find out who, what, where, when, and why. And as I said, all the rallies are kind of the same in that the events and things like, it's the same.
Yeah.
Just different size scale.
Right. Outside of like Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue and things like that, most of these individual groups like CMA, there's one, Freedom of the Road Riders.
Right.
A lot of them are predicated around
their group.
Something. Yeah. They're kind of trying to draw interest to it or draw revenue to it.
Mm-hmm.
And most of those places support something else.
Right. And you still have a good time, though.
You know, those groups like Freedom of the Road Riders and CMA and stuff, they're doing it for a bigger cause. So
right.
The money that comes in for it goes to something else.
Exactly.
Not just a bunch of bikers and putting money in their pocket or anything.
So I'd like your permission to get on my soapbox.
You've been holding on to this one for a minute.
Big fucking soapbox right here.
You've been holding on to it. Yeah.
I just want to predicate this with everything that I'm telling you is not only true, but I guess legally I have to say, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah. You know, anytime we get into a situation like this, you always hear, oh, there's two sides to every coin.
But this one, there's not.
You know, it's kind of a big skew, you know.
It's just one of those deals. Case of a middle finger, and that's what it is.
David and Goliath, big fuck small is what this is.
Fuck you. You're just a little guy.
We are nobodies from nowhere. 100%.
Make no mistake about that.
Yeah.
But we are somebody.
Somebody.
So, for years, I had been a partner with Lake of the Ozarks Harley-Davidson on very good terms. It came time to renew our association, which was done on an annual basis. And when I had spoke to the marketing person, they had said, yeah, we're looking forward to it. Hey, by the way, can you do this for us on the website and this and that? Two or three things. And I said, absolutely, which I'm willing to do with any of my partners. It wasn't anything special. So it came time to actually sign the document for the next year's partnership.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, which I believe, in my opinion, they never had any intention of renewing. They just used those last couple, two or three months to get what they could by saying, yeah, we're all on board. Yeah. And then all of a sudden they said, no. That lead up was for a reason, so you can get an idea of how this came about. Our organization, Ozark Rides, had an agreement with Lake of the Ozarks Harley-Davidson. As long as they were partners, they can use the name Ozark Rides, and they created a rally around it where we'd take them on a guided route. And it was a big deal on a pretty good little festival event. They'd bring out, it was just almost like a Lake of the Ozarks Bike Fest. It was a big deal.
It was solely.
It wasn't a bike night. It was a big deal.
It was solely to pimp their business and their store.
Right, but they pulled out all the stops and, you know, they're charging, you know, all these vendors and stuff like that, which is fine. That's business.
Oh, 100%. And the fact that they said no on the renewal isn't necessarily the issue.
That was not a problem either. When they said no on the renewal.
Hey, whatever.
I told this to them. I said, well, you know what? Of course, I'm sorry to see you go. I understand you're going in a different direction, but I appreciate all of the, you know, support that you've given to us, and best of wishes for you in the future. And that's where it left off.
Mm-hmm.
Completely amicable.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Sure. That's a word.
That's a word. Well, it's part of a kind of a word. I probably missed a syllable or two.
I was going to say, I just don't know if you enunciated it right.
But what I don't know, but you got the idea.
What do I know?
Anyways, that's when you're dealing with a couple of hillbillies.
You might be a hillbilly. I'm a very well-educated
hillbilly.
Lower-class citizen.
Okay. So at the very end of the conversation, I told him, thank you very much. But let me remind you that using the name Ozark Rides for your rally was predicated, and that was the correct pronunciation, thank you for asking,
touché,
on us being partners. You can't use my business name if we're not partners. That was part of the bag of tricks we're giving you.
Exactly.
And his reply was, wait, what?
Hold up, man.
And this was, to be fair, a new marketing director. It wasn't the one that I had been dealing with for years. She was great. So I said, no. I said, this was the deal. And you can't use it. You'll have to come up with some other name for your quote-unquote Ozark Rides rally.
Yeah.
Well, let me get back to you. And he did. And he says, well, you know what? In no uncertain terms, weren't his exact words. But basically what he said is, fuck you. You're a little guy. We're going to use it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went back and forth to got to the point where they just ghosted me. They wouldn't respond or anything.
Naturally.
Sure. Because I'm too little of a guy.
Yeah.
To keep your word and be honest. So,
which is funny because you can't print a fucking thing that says Harley Davidson and they'll come after you without them coming after you.
Well, I'm going to be honest. I want full disclosure. I had the name trademarked Ozark Rides a long time ago. And this was all 100% on me, trademarked. And I was going to sue them because they were using a trademark name.
Yeah.
Unbeknownst to me, and I did not know, those trademarks expire after so many years. And okay. I didn't know that.
So they ripped you off your expiration.
Well, they didn't trademark it. I went ahead and renewed it. But to renew it, the approval process could take 2 to 3 years.
Okay.
And they'll tell you that right on the website. So I basically told them, I says, well, listen, this is what happened. Yes, I forgot to renew it. But it is being renewed. And eventually you'll have to change the name. Why don't you just come up with a new name now? And I gave them a lot of really cool suggestions. And that way you won't be more established into the Ozark Rides Rally.
When it changes.
When it does change, and I will press it then.
Yeah.
And I just got ghosted. So, in my opinion, I would not attend the Ozark Rides Rally from Lake of the Ozarks, which is May 9th through the 11th. And the reason is, it's a statement of the kind of people that they are.
It's a matter of principle.
It's a matter of principle. If some of you old codgers out there, you may remember when a man gives you his word, that meant something.
Yeah. Yeah.
When you said you were going to do something, you counted on that person to do that, and vice versa.
Yeah, we're a long way away from the handshake agreement type of people.
Exactly. So if they're willing to screw somebody that they were a partner with and had no issues with,
mm-hmm,
and tell you to go fuck you for their benefit, what does that say about how they're going to treat their customer afterwards?
Well,
what does it say about all of their business dealings?
Yeah, let me enlighten you to a different perspective, per se. And I'm not going to say anything, which, if you lived in the area, you know the rumor mill, you know all that bullshit. Anytime you've ever seen a company who fights over pennies and dollars and cents and little shit like that, and then really wants to hang on to something that's not theirs, what does that say about that company? We're talking about Harley frickin' Davidson. The oldest manufacturer.
Let's be clear. Harley Davidson corporate has nothing to do with this.
Yes. But they're a name of Harley Davidson.
Mm-hmm.
They've been in the area for quite a while.
Right.
They own two locations. Location is now shut down.
Yeah.
And now an antique barn. So read between the lines here. Look at their attendance record of a weekly. If you drive by there, how many bikes and how many vehicles are you seeing sitting out there? How many people are going there? It's just leads to cause the speculation of what's really going on.
I don't know the numbers. Obviously, I've, you know, participated in these rallies. I know how they do, and they charge people for vendors and stuff like that. I've been told by a couple of vendors what they were paying.
When dollars
they're
and
making
cents is the
lots big, of money. Yeah.
When the money is the bigger press as opposed to the event.
Well, they're basically saying, hey, the money means more to us than our, you know, our word. It means more to us than...
your constituents, the people that support you.
Yeah, means more, exactly. So in my opinion, and this is one person's opinion, take it for what it's worth, I wouldn't deal with them.
Yeah.
Because, you know, what are they going to do to you?
Yeah, it just really sucks, you know.
It sets a bad precedent. I told him, I said, listen, we have thousands of people listening to our podcast. I have well over 10 to 15,000 real visitors to the website every day. Why would you risk alienating these people?
Yeah, it's their decision.
But it's their decision. Now, on that note, we're done with that. If you do want to attend the Ozark Rides rally, why don't you consider attending a real Ozark Rides rally? And my new Harley-Davidson partner, Renegade Harley in Springfield, Missouri, is very excited. They're going to put on an Ozark Rides rally where we'll give guided rides and it'll be just as big of an event, if not better.
Yeah.
And a more reputable company. And I'm not saying that because they're a partner. Before I took them on, because of the bad taste I'd gotten from the other one.
Yeah, it was a tough decision.
I really looked into it. And these are solid people.
I tell you what. So we had
And by the way, that rally, we don't know. I talked to him yesterday or the day before yesterday. It is something that is carved in stone. As to the dates, I don't know yet. They got some things to work out because, you know, they're adding on and building a whole new
situation. Well, that's what I was just going to say. For years, it's been in the same location, the same people owning it. And I'm not saying anything about the previous owners or anything, but they've taken it on and they're jumping in with both freaking feet.
Oh, yeah.
Like, they're really pushing for Renegade to be a bigger, better deal for the surrounding
areas. And I can't, you know, speak to it, but I've seen and talked to them about some of their plans for the additions. And, you know, they bought that whole new lot next door. And it's going to be a huge deal that people are going to get excited about. But I'm guessing it'll be in May or June, this rally. And I promise you, it will be far and away bigger, better. And you might check that out. And when that date comes solid, I will put it on the website and we will talk about it on the podcast. Yeah. So
this is absolutely funny. Now, all of a sudden you've gotten yourself a Harley and now you understand, you see the light. It's like when you get baptized, if you're a religious person, you get baptized, you finally, you see the light, you see
you,
the error
you
of your
awake
ways.
In your bed at night wondering how you can bust my chops on
Oh
this.
Man, I tell you what, it absolutely.
I think the only reason you so eager to sell me that bike at the
oh you goddamn right
at the you've got to buy it price was to bust my chops.
It's a primo little bike.
This is
it's
not
one I
oh,
should
it
have
is.
Kept, but it was solely
and this is going to go on for an indefinite amount of period of time, isn't it?
You fucking traitor! You totally jumped ship. And what was your exact words? And you have to, you know that I know exactly what you said.
I'm old. I have a hard time remembering.
After a couple weeks of owning that Harley, you said, "Wow. I didn't realize what I was missing."
I said that, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie
to
people.
So much better of a bike. Now, my victory was good.
What else? Oh, you just left out a sentence. I said what you said, but they are different bikes.
Yeah, exactly. It's a Chevette to Corvette. I mean, tell me I'm wrong.
You're wrong.
I mean, you little sea sucker. You said,
I love that.
I was getting ready to say, my victory was good and it did exactly what I needed it to do, but this one is so much better.
That's true.
Yeah. So
That's
all
true.
These years.
But I wasn't bashing victory. I didn't become a traitor. I just said, hey, that's what it was. It was, you don't know what you don't know.
Exactly. So knowing now what you know, all those years of saying victory was superior, victory's just as good, victory's this or that, you have to admit that all those years you were wrong.
Partially.
You were wrong.
On some things, yes, I was wrong.
F around. Every bike is good. Every bike does what it's supposed to do. But there's levels of how good they are and how much better they are and how much more you enjoy them.
No, I'm not. I'm not a hypocrite or traitor. I said those things, and
yeah, buddy.
But you know,
welcome to the light.
Welcome to the dark side, is what you're saying. All right,
I am.
All right, folks, this is going to go on for an indefinite amount of time. I don't see a light at that end of that tunnel.
There's a clear winner and a clear loser.
There's no winners or losers.
I will accept my medal whenever you are ready. And it ain't no goddamn participation trophy either.
I was going to just say, I've got a participation trophy in there somewhere.
Bullshit.
Okay, let's move on to this next subject. We've him and hawed about this enough. The realities of riding a motorcycle.
Yeah.
You had some thoughts on that. Let her go, kid.
Yeah, so recently I've dealt with multiple customers in this same exact situation. And I've had this question a lot, and I had this question about being a motorcycle rider, period, from the lamers, the people that don't ride. You know, the one thing is, my God, aren't you worried about wrecking? Well, what happens if you get in a wreck? You're going to die on that motorcycle. You know what I'm saying? Well, everybody's heard,
but thanks for putting that in my mind.
Everybody's heard that same thing about how dangerous they are, how this and how that. I've got a local guy. He actually delivers parts to me from a local store. He witnessed a wreck. Dear person to him, he witnessed it, and it effed him up mentally. The mental aspect, it screwed him up. Well, at the same time, you know, he kind of come in and was talking. He's like, hey, man, I'm finally trying to get back on my bike. You know, it really screwed me up, you know. He's like, I'm finally trying to get back on my bike and start taking some short rides and getting over that. While at the same time, I'm working with a younger guy whose dad is a pretty good friend of mine, and he's a longtime motorcycle rider. Actually, he was a parts manager up here at the Harley dealership in Sedalia, Jaegers.
Yeah.
For a long, long time. Like, it's ingrained in his DNA, essentially. Who, I don't know, a year and a half ago, relatively something like that, came around a blind corner, and someone was just dead stopped in the road. And he ended up putting his bike down. I think he broke his collarbone and kind of got jacked up a little bit, screwed the bike up a little bit too. But I went through his bike and repaired it and put it back together. And now we're doing some upgrades and other modifications to it. Who is, you know, eager to jump back on. So it's kind of one of those things where the stark reality is, you know, they always said it's not if, it's when you wreck, essentially. I'm sure you've heard that old saying.
Yeah, which is not true.
It is not entirely true. Because,
I mean, I've been riding for 59 years, and I have never wrecked.
Knock on wood.
Never laid one down. And oddly enough, I've never seen a motorcycle wreck.
Really?
Really. So I hope this is not foreboding.
I 100% agree. I disdain you, but I'd never want to see you get in a wreck.
You disdain me.
Yeah.
Did you just learn that on public television the other night?
It's those word of the day calendars. You know? I see. Oh, okay. It has a new word. No, but
he can say it, but he can't spell it.
Bullshit. You forget how educated I am. I'm a smart tartar. Anyway, jumping back on. It's kind of one of those things which everybody's mental is different. And obviously we're comparing a young man who's like 20, 21 relatively, to an older gentleman. I don't know how old he is, but he's between our ages, I'd say. Anyway, so it's just the stark reality that it is possible. I mean, it is possible to wreck a motorcycle. It is possible to be, you know, severely injured or even not severely injured. You know, back in my EMS days, I saw numerous motorcycle wrecks. Ones where people died where it made absolutely no sense, like low speed, just fell over, dead. And I've seen I literally saw a guy cut a horse in half. And when we showed up on scene, you couldn't tell who the rider was. Like, he was sitting there cool as a cucumber, no damage, no effect, no nothing. So it's kind of begs to ask, you know, the reasons of why. But my question is, or my thought is it's like, what is it in your mind that makes you not want to ride again? What is it in your mind that, you know, creates that fear, so to speak, or the mortality of it? You know, like, why is it that people do something for so long, know the consequences, love it, but can't get over that again? And or why is it that there's people that know the reality, know the consequences, and almost go after?
The reality of it is, and this is just a fact, that when you're young, you feel invincible. That's not going to happen to me. You know, maybe to the other guy, but never me. And that's typical young man's or woman is their attitude. When you get older, you have more of a, you know, a fear of, you know, fact of the matter is the 6 feet under is coming quicker and you want it to last longer. And so you're a little more cautious, which is exactly like, for example, why the military recruits young people. You know, they don't go and ask grandpa if they want to.
Yeah, that's true, I guess.
So, you know, it's all mental.
Yeah. And I guess it just kind of goes to your mental state or and or your beliefs, whatever, you know. I live somewhat of a life to where it's like, hey, you know, I could die riding a motorcycle. I could die falling over. Like, it's, I know I'm going to die. 100%.
My money's on your wife clubbing you in the head.
That's a high possibility. But you know what I mean? Like, I always took it as the aspect of, hey, when it's my time, it's my time. I'm not going to go out there and freaking play Russian roulette every weekend. But at the same time, I'm not going to live a life where I'm constantly worried about when or how or anything
you
like that.
You can't. Let me take it from somebody who's been at death's door more than once. Literally at the doorstep saying, can I come in?
Access denied.
There is a such a thing as when your time is up, your time is up.
Yeah.
I kind of think that maybe that's, you know, predestined. Yeah. I don't know. That's getting into philosophy, which I don't care to do. But, you know, who's to say you don't walk out of here from this podcast, go out here and get T-boned by an 18-wheeler because for whatever reason, you look the other way and didn't.
Yeah.
You know, you can't never tell. So just live life. Enjoy riding.
That's kind of how I feel about it. It's like, hey, man, whatever happens in 10 seconds from now, happens 10 seconds from now. It's kind of like you can't alter the future and you can't change the past, right? So live in the present type of thing.
Right.
So why live your life afraid of in what fear. Might happen or what will happen?
How sucky would life be if you lived it in fear all the time?
You know, I know a couple people like that and it just, frick, it gives me anxiety thinking about how they must live. You know, it gives me a different perspective onto it. Like, hey, you know, you kind of empathize with them a little bit, but then at the same time, you're like, man, how silly is that?
Cinch up your panties and get on with life.
So to speak, I guess. You know, a lot of people would say, well, if you've never been in that situation, you can't say shit about it. Agreed, to a degree. I remember when I was doing EMS, a good buddy of mine, who was actually my EMS partner, was into motorcycling. We grew up together. We had just got done. He bought a bike or traded a bike for another bike, and it was kind of in shambles. So we start going through it, and he's like, hey, man, I've got this speed wobble. It happens at about 70 miles an hour. I can't figure out why it's doing it. And I said, okay, well, these are the reasons why you
What kind of bike was it?
A custom bike. But anyway, so luckily at the time, the other crews in our station were out on calls. So me and my buddy were the only ones there at the station. It was on a weekend, so administration wasn't there. And we, my the administration at the time was super dope. Like, I brought shit in all the time. Like, I don't know how many motorcycles I've built at the ambulance base while being on duty and other shit. So anyway, so we just got done painting it, just got done doing a big stereo system in it. And he mentioned it, and I was like, well, let me go take it for a rip, and we'll see. So by our station, there's like a mile and a half long straight stretch that it dead ends at one spot. There's no one that goes down there. So I go get on it, and I start ripping it. Well, sure enough, about 70, 75 miles an hour, I start feeling the wobble, right? Which I'm not an expert on anything, but what I've always been told is to get out of a wobble, you accelerate through it.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of pulls everything back in line and keeps it from gyrating. That the worst thing that you can do is just completely come off throttle and start grabbing brakes because it accelerates the process.
That's physics.
So I accelerate through it and it's, I mean, it's still there and you have to slow down over a longer period of time as opposed to coming to an abrupt stop. So I accelerate through and it gets pretty freaking bad, right? So it's getting to where it's almost tank slapping bad. Well, whoever put this bike together, which we'll take partial responsibility because we never went back and checked it. You just assume things are what they are or should be. The bolts come out of the bottom of the risers. So I'm holding the handlebars. We're at about 80, 82 miles an hour right now. And I'm holding the handlebars, not attached to the bike. So that son of a buck starts absolutely getting out of shape. Bike goes down probably somewhere around 68 to 70 miles an hour. Throws me off. Like, I rode it as long as I possibly could. And that bullshit of reaching down and grabbing the triple trees and stuff and holding it. No. Whoever says that is a didn't actually happen. I don't believe. Anyway, bike goes down. As it tries to go over, I tried just pushing off the tank and getting away from it as far as I could. I didn't want to get trapped with it and go along with the ride. Anyway, I go rolling across the concrete, hit the curb, go out in the grass. Luckily, I had no helmet on, was in a t-shirt and EMS pants, and that's it. Luckily, all I got was a bummed up hip and some road rash on my arm. But I never remember saying, I'm never going to get on a motorcycle again. I never remember thinking like, oh my gosh, I nearly died. I can't ever do this again.
No, you said, what can I take away from this and learn?
It was kind of like, I felt horrible that we literally nearly just finished up this motorcycle and now it's in freaking shambles, which it got a bunch of road rash and stuff like that, but mechanically was still good. Later ended up figuring out the issue, fixing it.
What was the issue?
It started with rear wheel bearings, a rear axle that wasn't quite right as far as there's more to it scientifically to yeah. it. And then we ended up replacing neck bearings as well, which the neck bearings weren't really that bad, but I just was like, hey, we have to do it anyway. Because we ended up replacing the tires as well. Anyway, we got it situated. The guy rode the bike for another like 4 or 5 years, perfectly fine. But the point of the long way around the bush there is that I don't ever remember thinking about death, and I don't ever remember thinking about how it's so dangerous or how I can't do this anymore. Even though there's a bunch of people in your ear saying, you have kids, you can't do this. Well, yeah, I do have kids, but I can do it. You know what I mm-hmm. mean? Like, especially if you're studious to what you're doing and like defensive riding and always looking out for traffic and minimize the time and place that you act a fool. Because we all do it. We all jump on the accelerator, run the RPMs up, run the speed up. You know, take corners too fast, do burnouts, shit like that.
I see more shitty drivers than I do shitty bike riders.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, 100%. So you can minimize the risk that you're having. You still have to understand that there's a risk. And the understanding that there's a risk is what helps you minimize the risk, if that makes any sense.
Yep, it does.
So it always makes me wonder, like, you know, people, there's no two people the same, right? So it always makes me wonder what goes through their mind as to why they just all of a sudden give it up.
So let's wrap this up by, first of all, saying that if you have issues about riding safety and stuff like that, take a safety course. Every time you go out, think about learning something new, you know, and just have fun because life's too short.
Yeah. This is the hardest part for men. But my wife is a counselor, so I'm picking little shit up here and there. You know, if you're having issues, you know, talk to another rider. You know, ask them questions, bounce some things off of them. Just say it out loud at the very least. Maybe it'll help you work past your mental block to be able to get back out there. And on your first couple trips, you know, ride with somebody. Ride with somebody that you trust. Ride with somebody that you really think has got your best interest at heart. And ease back into it if you have to, but
exactly.
For God's sakes, let's try not to just get out of it completely.
Well, with that, we appreciate you listening. I hope you've picked up something. Thank you for allowing me a little moment on my soapbox.
Yeah.
That'll be that. Also, we encourage you to get out there and ride, because 'tis the season, as they say.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. So always be safe and always stay on two wheels.